actually, it's part of what I'll be sharing about later.
Naging advanced na ako, sorry.
The full name is Reboot Philippines Renewable Energy Transition Institute. So it's a youth-powered organization advocating for just energy transition in the Philippines. So 100% switching to renewable energy para sa bansa.
So actually, according to Tony, you know, there's a discussion about the NGO advocacy and mandates about the implementation of a different project and in our different areas right now. So basically,
it will be tackled.
Yes. And because of our limited time right now, I think if Tonic is ready to discuss about the project of the sweeter connected to the sector of agriculture, especially in the women sectors and the youth sectors. So it so happened na I'll be in the core group to implement those projects. In
super
Camarines
sweet
Nauta.
Talaga partner kasi...
Kasi I'm sweeter.
Triple R? Yes, sweeter, yes.
Anyway, I think our guest for today is ready to discuss our project. So, Tonic, ipa-flash ko lang ha, yung ating...
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Wait lang.
But before that, habang inaayos, Merry Christmas to Radyo Pilipinas 96.9 FM Camarines Norte family from Mars Joy Piñones from SM ito. Ano po? At sabi rin ni Donald J. Viranya, isa sa ating mga naging guest ng nakaraan, Merry Christmas po sa inyo mga ninong. Merry Christmas rin kagawad. Ano?
Hello, Merry Christmas to our regional president 4H.
Oh, si Ate Ella Reyes too. Merry Christmas po.
Yes.
From CSO ito office.
I think partner, our presentation is already. Tonic, nakikita mo ba?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Please. Take your time. Go ahead.
All right. Okay. So just to run everybody through on what's going on, what it's about, and a bit of context actually before we start. Mm-hmm. So I'll be running you through what was mentioned a while ago on what sweeter is. But before that, a bit of context on where we came from, how we got there. So next slide, please. So one glaring data we've discovered in our work in Reboot Philippines is that a good number of Filipinos are still climate deniers.
Mm.
And a question here is, what else do you think would convince Filipinos that we're in a climate crisis? So would it be temperature change over time, data on comparison of vulnerability in other countries, the financial cost of the climate crisis, mm-hmm. the health cost, regional data or sectoral impact? So, these data may seem redundant to you and to our listeners, given that your show is called Makamundong Talakayan, and it's aimed as a platform for all pro-Earth and environmental advocates. But it's important to touch base first on the very reason why we're having this discussion in the first place, and why many Filipinos are not aware of the technicalities behind the climate crisis. Despite that, those experiencing existing vulnerabilities like women, youth, farmers, fisher folk, or IP communities, they're the ones that are disproportionately affected by it and not at all at fault by the lack of the climate education that they're receiving. But it's important as a base foundation information that we're starting with the discussion for today. Next slide, please.
So, partner.
So very quickly.
Yes. Go ahead.
So very quickly, climate change is defined by UNFCCC as a change of climate which is attributed directly or indirectly to human activity that alters the composition of the global atmosphere, which is an addition to the natural climate variability that's observed over comparable time periods. And it points to carbon emissions, especially as its rampant increase because of human activity as a contributing factor, which is why we're currently in the crisis. But the question stands on what does energy have to do with it? So, next slide. Before we start identifying the solutions, we have to get to the largest contributing factor of the problem first. So in the Philippines, the energy sector may
Tony.
Manufacturing and construction. So this data that we have is from the cumulative CO2 consumption per sector. And which is why, next slide, what we have is the concept on just energy transition. Next slide, please. Yeah. So to enact a just renewable energy transition means we don't only see a fossil-free society in our future, but one that's inclusive and fair where no one is left behind. So in technical terms, it's defined as a transition not solely as a strategy to contain or minimize the negative repercussions of climate change or climate change policies, but also taking this shift as an opportunity for us to review and address the current gaps and inequalities that we're experiencing. So it goes beyond switching to renewables, since a just energy transition requires looking into and changing our consumption patterns, our social practices, our behaviors, the investments that we're doing, and the regulations that are in place. So it's much more than just switching from dirty fuel to another. And it's important to note that just transition is primarily for the people who are at the front line of the transition. But it's also for the members of the society who will transform together with the rest of the global economy. And just transition as a concept encompasses a lot of different sectors, but putting focus on the framework, you have climate justice there, you have energy justice, as well as environmental justice. So I'm pretty sure the topics that's been run through in the 12 episodes in this radio series touches upon the different aspects and the different sectors that are involved within the discussions of just transition. What we're doing, next slide please, through the project is influencing a just energy transition, or IJET. So it's a 5-year program that envisions a balanced energy landscape in the Philippines. In Southeast Asia as a whole, there are different influencing strategies that are being done in different countries that the project is part of. But focusing on the Philippines through a just and successful transition to sustainable and renewable energy systems. And particularly for us, for Reboot Philippines, we aim to empower youth, women, and other traditionally vulnerable groups as the key actors in enacting JET in the Philippines. So it's kind of like reframing, seeing these vulnerable sectors as victims of circumstance into being the ones that are championing for the change that they'd want to see. So, and IJET as a project is supported by the Australian government and is implemented by in consortium Reboot Philippines with LRC and then with Oxfam Pilipinas.
I think
one of the projects.
Hello, Tony. Do you hear us?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, you discuss about the project of the IJET
PH,
particularly in different areas. So I think those strategy to identify the most vulnerable sectors. So it so happened most of our partners implementing this project came from the young farmers or agriculture sectors, right?
Yes. So in the areas where that sector is identified, that's the influencing strategy that's being defined by the locality itself.
Okay.
I'm Tonic. As per indicated in the presentation, there are only 5 areas being covered for that project. Is there any possibility that it will anong tawag dito?
Expand or to add upon?
Yeah, so one of the principles that we stand by is that while it's only these 5 areas that are being focused on at the moment, whatever materials, learnings, and network that we're gaining from these are free to be shared in the other areas that can also employ the same values of just energy transition. So it's an important difference that IJET is just a project, but the principle of just energy transition can and should happen wherever it sees fit.
Yeah.
Okay, so according to your slide, you have a 4 years project outcomes, no? So in different areas.
Yeah, it spans for 4 years, mm-hmm. the project itself, but much has been done in the past years and even by other organizations within the climate and energy space. So, mentioned a while ago that a specific focus, particularly for Camarines Norte, is influencing just energy transition through what was identified as the most salient discussions and the most pressing mm-hmm. needs for the area, which is addressing agriculture addressing the DRRM. But it has different influencing strategies in the four other areas that the project's implemented in. So you have advocacy platforms against development aggression of renewable energy projects for Laguna. Mm-hmm. You have engagement with higher education institutions for Bacolod. For Metro Manila, it's through mainstreaming climate and energy education and youth innovation. And then for Cotabato, it's through peace, climate, and energy policy influencing of the youth. So these influencing strategies are actually defined by the movers, the champions, within the localities themselves. Since the translation of how to influence a just energy transition and what issues that youth are putting a stake on translates differently based on the needs of each area as well. But actually for the project of Sweeter, what it'll mm-hmm. Deep dive on is how the intersection of agriculture and DRR acts as a means for how just energy transition can be implemented in the space.
So basically, the implementation of the AJAT project, it means that there's a different narratives of approach. And
it depends upon the proposal within the
local. Maybe, I think.
As per mentioned,
maybe it depends the situation in the community to address different concerns and different level of engagement. So, in Camarines,
as well as complementing what's already currently what's being championed in the space.
Okay, so there's a lot of different layers of approach. It depends if there's already a movement in the area.
That's why it come out in Camarines Norte, agriculture and DRRM.
So basically, we're tough in battling
in agriculture
in the effect of the climate change. You know? So. Through the project, so maybe it identify those initiative and intervention through advocating, influencing to engage in just energy transition. Maybe according to our guest to discuss upon to deep dive about the project Sweeter. So, yeah. Oh, what's this?
Yeah, so IJET as a project has an addendum influencing strategy which Sweeter is part of. So different approaches, different scales. I have a map later on to give the difference. But basically, it both contributes to the goal of the balanced energy landscape in the Philippines through just and successful transition to sustainable and renewable energy. And what's interesting about Sweeter is there's a specific focus for women and youth. Mm-hmm. So particularly as an outcome, first is to strengthen the agency of women in agriculture through increased capacity in managing gender responsive renewable energy infrastructure and services as a social enterprise. Second, similar to IJET, which is increased community access. So the communities that women belong to, not just themselves as individuals,